Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord we're able to be together again as we go into the Word of God and share the goodness of the Lord. We have been looking these past several days at one verse of Scripture found in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, verse 18, and this is the Authorized King James. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And with the Lord's help, we're trying to get an understanding of what that verse means in two specific ways, in a general corporate understanding of these truths as applied to God's people, and then to apply it personally in our lives. And so as we began, we looked at what that word vision means. It's from the Hebrew, which means mental sight, a dream, a vision, a revelation, an oracle, a prophecy. And as we are looking at how God dealt with His people under the Old Covenant, we know that the Holy Spirit came upon the king, the prophet, and the priest. And the Holy Spirit coming upon these leaders of God's people, He was able to make His will known to them. That kind of personal communication that existed between man and his maker, as existed in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, was lost because of sin. And then that marvelous, the juncture of BC and AD, when that's how we have divided all of human history, we see that God's, in the fullness of time, God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, and redeemed mankind, as was promised in Genesis to Adam and Eve, that the seed of the woman would crush the head of the serpent. And He made a shoe of them openly. He triumphed over principalities and powers. He utterly defeated Satan. He said, "It is finished." When He said that, the work of atonement, of redemption, was completed. Nothing can be added to it. No agency, no further work. He finished to the absolute ultimate, the plan and the will of God, His Father. Praise God. However, before that happened, under the Old Covenant, God spoke to His prophets through vision, and we see in Psalm 89, and I'm going to be reading now the King James, Psalm 89, verse 19 through 24. This is a psalm of Ethan the Ezrahite, and he's speaking of David, the beloved psalmist, sweet psalmist of Israel, who was a man after God's own heart, who replaced Saul and had the greatest success. He was a type of Christ for the people of Israel. He extended the borders farther than they ever were, and the people of the Lord were shepherded by a man who loved God. Was he perfect? No, he failed, but he is a beautiful example of God's forgiveness, of God's unfailing love, and we can learn so much from his life. So, Ethan says of him in verse 19, "Thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One." You read the Psalms, my goodness, he certainly did have a vision as he was a young shepherd boy. Amen. Out there in the fields watching the flocks. "Thou spakest in a vision unto thy Holy One and saidest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted." And of course, we also know, I'm going to read one more verse. This is David as a type of Christ, a messianic, a prophetic word, if you will. I will set his hand also in the sea and his right hand in the rivers. One more verse, I can't stop. He shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also, here we specifically about Jesus, will I make to endure forever, and his throne is as the days of heaven. Praise God. How beautiful, how wonderful is that? So God speaks. He spoke to David. Though you cannot read the Psalms with seeing how powerfully the Holy Spirit spoke to him and through him. Now, why did God do this? Well, obviously, God has a purpose. He has a purpose in everything he does, even though we might find his ways mysterious and we may not understand at the time what he's doing. But trust me, he has a purpose and reason. God wants his people to benefit by the vision given to the prophets. Hosea 12 and 10 says, I have spoken also by the prophets, and I have multiplied more than once visions and used similitudes or parables, if you will, by the ministry of the prophets. We know, you know, some of them walked around naked, laid on their side for more than a good part of a year. They were speaking to God's people by actual prophetic words or by parables or examples. That's how he spoke to his people. And the modern language version of Habakkuk 2 and 2 says, write the vision, make it plain upon tablets so that he who runs by may read it. Even if we're in a hurry, we can still grasp the sense of it. God will give clarity or mental sight to his prophets. What does that say? Where there's no vision, he will do that. Why? In order to fulfill his purposes. All right, let me read the whole thing. By, again, write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, so he that runs by may read it. He will give mental sight. He will give understanding and clarity to his prophets. Why? In order to fulfill his purposes by giving godly, correct leadership to the people. Hallelujah. And you know, I'd like to take a moment as we are pausing in this Old Testament period, if you will. The purpose of God's Spirit upon the leaders in the Old Testament, kings, prophets, kings, actually was not just in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, God has given prophets, and we see very clearly as Paul outlines the operation of the church, what's the purpose of prophecy? That is for comfort, for edification, for instruction in righteousness. We are to understand the way and the will of the Lord. And in a sense, it is not as specific, if you will. Now, God is, of course, God can do whatever he chooses. He can raise up prophets in this hour, and he is speaking in terms of what is occurring in the nations, speaking in a larger dimension. But in personal ways, God does not speak specifically in terms of direction for guidance. Why does he do that? You know, if God does say something in terms of, you know, you should be moving to the East Coast, for example, then it will be to bear witness with what God has already spoken to your heart. It will be a confirmation to you, whatever that prophet is speaking, of something that is in your heart. So why should this be? Because we're in a whole new dispensation. I know I'm taking a detour right now, but some of you listening need to hear this, because you shouldn't, you know, if the prophet says something, you better make sure it is the ministry of an established prophet and that it bears witness with your own spirit. Why? Because if you are saved and born again, God has given the Holy Spirit to you, and He wants you as a child of God, as you grow in the things of God, to depend on Him. We would do not need the direction of the prophet as they did. I'm speaking in general now, because we now, as individual believers, have the Holy Spirit. The people of God under the old covenant didn't. That's why they had to go to the priest, the prophet, and the king to understand God's way and God's will. And the sad thing is, there were not very many godly leaders under the old covenant. He spoke through the prophet, and only under a few godly leaders. We see Hezekiah, we see Josiah. They led the people in revival. They led the people back to God. But and it's true today, God must have those who He has established and called to leadership to be walk in the fear of the Lord, to have the understanding of the ways and will of God. How do we do that? Only by the written word of God. He has preserved that through the ages, through the generations, through the centuries, that the people of God may have clear understanding of what thus saith the Lord, what He means, what He desires for His people. Oh, beloved, it is a precious time in which we are living, because you and I have the privilege of hearing by this from the Spirit of God. And yes, He will use the gift of prophecy for comfort, for exhortation, for edification, so that you might be encouraged in your walk. It is important. It is, in fact, that's one of the purposes of vision, right? That old Hebrew word, it means a prophecy, an oracle, a revelation. God's the same today, beloved, yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. People, the human nature hasn't either. Times have changed. They're always changing. But He remains the same, and His word is established in the heaven. No jot or tittle of it shall pass. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not the word of God. Well, my time is again drawn to a close. My goodness, I'm hardly making much headway in the message, but I hope you're being blessed. I pray that you'll tune in tomorrow at the same time. Should you miss a broadcast, always feel free to go at our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast. They are archived there for your convenience so that you may listen at any time. But I urge you to write. I just love to hear from new listeners in my radio family, or if you've been listening any length of time, or perhaps you've not written, well, if the Holy Spirit's prompting you, I invite you to write. He has a purpose in doing it. So often, I don't do it very frequently, but there are testimonies of people saying, it was just the word I needed to hear. God's timing is always perfect. Amen. I love you. Thank God for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,